कृष्ण नाम लीला है कभी वह बिना किसी बाधा से कृष्ण प्राप्त कर लेता
है. कंटिन्यूइंग continuing the Navadvipa Mahatma Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, even if we have the offenses, Sloka 46, chapter 1. If you chant the names of Krishna, your offenses will take into consideration. The 10 kinds of namaparada will be taken into consideration. Satana Inda criticized the sadhus. Think that Shiva and Krishna are just the same level. Guru Abhanga. If you think Gurudev is a mortal human being, that jiva who calls out oh Nitai, oh Chaitanya, the completely pure Krishna Prema search for this jiva. 48. Yeah, it was on, he switched off now. Forty-nine. Offenses cannot disturb such a person because he is absorbed in pure Krishna prema. Streams of tears begin to flow from his eyes. After a short time, his offenses run far away of their own accord. His heart becomes pure and prema develops within it. Shloka 51, chapter 1. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, 7th Goswami, is saying, the offenses of the living entities of Kaliyuga are uncountable and fearsome. Without chanting the names of Guru, these jivas cannot be delivered. So in this Kali Yuga, we should chant which name? The name of Gaura.
Hare jivane gaurav marane gaurav gaurav jivane gaurav marane gaurav gaurav
in the song or Narahari Sarkar, in this kirtan he is singing
manre kahana
gaurav. Oh my mind, speak about God. Oh my mind, how is you? Glorify about Mahaprabhu. Give up all other kathas and only take the name of Gaura Hari. There's nothing else. The names of Gaura is like the nectar. Just the names of Gaura. I want to give up my body, speaking the names of Gaura. The name of Gaura is so powerful. क्यों तो नहीं कमज़ता हूँ ना कमज़ा? So the offenses cannot do anything against this person.
So,
After some time, the offenses automatically go away. His heart becomes pure and prema develops within it. Verse 50. After a short time, his offenses run far away of their own accord. His heart becomes pure and prema develops within it. 51. The offenses of the living entities of Kali Yuga are uncountable and fearsome. Without chanting the name of Guru, these jivas cannot be delivered. Some people worship like Panchopasak, like worship Shiva, they call Shaiva, and they chant the mantra Om Namah Shivaya. Some people they worship Shakti, so they're called Shakti. Those worship Durga, Kali, or many demigods and demigoddesses. They're called Shakti. Some they worship Ganesha, they're called Ganapati. Those worship Ganesha, they are called? What did I say? Ganapata. Those worship Surya, they are called Sura. Those worship Surya, they are called Sura. Those worship Vishnu, they are called Vishnu. So amongst the five kinds of worships, the highest is the worship of Mahaprabhu. In Kali Yuga, by the names of God, you can attain all perfection. So without the name of God, there's no way of deliverance. Without the name of Mahaprabhu, it's not possible to be delivered. Therefore, the scriptures repeat loudly that apart from chanting the name of Gaura, there's no other way for the jiva's deliverance. In this Kali Yuga, which you should chant each mantra, which mantra? The Gaura mantra. Chapter 1. Navadipadam is the crown jewel of all holy places because Shri Gaura Chandra appears there. 54 now. In other holy places, an offensive person has to suffer the reactions of his aparadas. But in Shinavadipa, offenses always remain far away. If you just sleep in Navadipadam, you're getting the fruit of doing Dandavat? The fruit of doing Dandavat Pranam. If you lay down in the ground of Navadipa. If somebody just sleeps in Navadipa, you get the fruit of doing Dandavat Pranam. People, they do Pranam to Giriraj Govardhan here. They do Dandavat Parikrama. 108 times in one place doing Pranam to Giriraj. They put 1,008 obeisances and put in the stone 108 times also in certain place, and maybe for 10 years they are doing this. It takes 10 years to complete. Let's see. In Navadipadam, if you only go to Navadipa and sleep, you get the result of doing Dandavati Pranam. Navadipadam is the crown jewel of all holy places because Gaura Chandra appears there. In other holy places, an offensive person has to suffer the reactions of his aparadas. But in Shinavadipa, offenses always remain far away. The evidence of this are the two brothers, Jagai and Madai. They obtained the mercy of both Sri Chaitanya and Nityananda Prabhu, even though they were committing offenses. Not to speak of other holy places. Even in Vrajadam, the offensive demons are punished. Of all the offenders, Bhagavan punished all of them in Braj. He did not spare anyone. Like Putana also. Krishna chastised Putana or not? Punished Putana. Krishna killed Putana. Putana had come in disguise of a woman, mother, and Gopala was only 6 days old and she wanted to kill him. But what did Bhagavan do? Punished her. Finished her body of Putana. But Gaurasundar did not kill anyone. So you see, the special mercy of Gaurasundar is that he did not kill any demon in Avadipada. He gave prema to them in their body. In this avatar, in the incarnation of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what is the speciality of this incarnation? He did not kill anyone. In the Rama avatar, Ramachandra killed Taraka, wasn't it? Rama also killed Ravana and Marichi, many other demons. But in the Gaura avatar, he didn't kill anyone. In that same body, he gave prema to them. The evidence of this is Jagai Madai. So they were like drunkards. And they even hit Nityananda Prabhu with a water pot, like a clay pot. They beat in the head of Nityananda and he was even bleeding. But Nityananda Prabhu gave mercy to them as well. But in Avadvipa, if you do even billions of offenses unknowingly by the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, you can also be delivered easily. So Navadvipadam is part of Gaura Mandala. And all these rishis, they think Navadvipadam is a blessed area, glorious, holy abode. 59. One who resides in this Navadvipadam is extremely fortunate. He attains loving attachment for Sri Krishna. 60. Any person who goes to Sri Navadvipadam will be freed from all kinds of offenses. Like you have gone to Navadvipadam. Who has gone to Navadvipadam? Have you gone? All your sinful activities and offenses were destroyed. Understand? If you go to Navadvipadam immediately, all your offenses are destroyed. Sarva All the scriptures proclaim that a person who simply remembers Navadvipa will attain the same result as a pilgrim who visits all holy places. If you only remember Navadvipa, 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 immediately when you remember Navadvipa, you get the fruit of going to Navadvipa. Sing again. One who visits, what is the fruit of visiting Navadvipa Dham? One who visits Navadvipa Dham attains the treasure of Krishna Prem, life after life. So blessed that person who goes to Navadvipa Dham. Those who go to Navadvipa to engage in fruitive actions in an intellectual search for the supreme of for any work will not have to experience repeated birth and death in this perishable world. Some people go to Navadvipa for some job, for example. The person was not thinking of performing Dham Parikrama, but for another reason the person went to Navadvipa. When going to Navadvipa immediately, all his karma, all fruit of karma is destroyed, and again and again the person don't need to come to this cycle of repeated birth and death. If once you come to Navadvipa, enough. 64. The result of each and every step taken in Navadvipa. The result of each step taken in Navadvipa is equivalent to performing millions of Ashwamedha sacrifices. This is also confirmed in all scriptures. So you come from the train, and immediately when you step in Navadvipa, you're getting the fruit of billions and billions of Ashwamedha yagyas. The result of chanting mantras in Navadvipa, 65. A person who chants his mantra in Navadvipa will experience the deity of the mantra appearing personally in front of him and will easily cross the ocean of material existence. If you chant the mantra in the fruit you get chanting the mantra in other tistas, if you sit in Navadvipa and very easily and quickly you can get that same fruit. The results that a yogi obtains after 10 years in any other holy place are obtained by staying in Navadvipa for just 3 nights. What else can I say? So if for 10 years you stay in any other tirtha, doing austerities, that fruit you get in Navadvipa, only for 3 nights if you stay there, you get the same fruit. So you have faith or not? You're laughing because you don't have faith. If you become serious, then you see what is the real glory of Navadvipa Dham. You're thinking, I have gone many times to Navadvipa and how many times I have went and come back and nothing happened. You cannot say like this. And so you have to serve with faith. Those who do with faith. How to go to Navadvipa? With strong faith. But because we are conditioned souls, we have so many doubts. I have already gone so many times to Navadvipa, nothing happened to me. No, you cannot say like this. It is happening. Those divine transcendental saints, with their divine vision, with their transcendental vision, they are seeing that it is going on already, something with you. You cannot say nothing has happened. You cannot say that. Everything is going on with you now. It's processing. It's going on. Just like one seed. When you plant a seed, when you sow a seed, and you water it, it sprouts and grows up, becomes a plant, then slowly, slowly grows. The plants have fruits and flower and fruit. In the same way, those who go to Navadvip, in their heart, this creeper of Krishna Prema is slowly, slowly growing up, but you cannot see it. That liberation acquired in any other holy place through arduous practice of Brahmagyan is obtained in Navadvipa by simply bathing in Bhagirathi Ganga. So to get Brahmagyan, people do so much hard austerities. That liberation acquired in any other holy place to arduous practice of Brahmagyan is obtained in Navadvipa by simply bathing in Bhagirathi Ganga. We should do with faith. With faith you can attain. With logic you are very far from it. With logic you are only far, but if you, with faith you attain it. But if you doubt, everything is destroyed. Vinashati, if Gita Bhagavan said, if you doubt, then it's over for you. You should never doubt. The words of Guru and Shastra and Sadhu, you should have complete faith and take them in your heart. Narottam Das Thakur said, the Guru and Shastra saying, go just bathe in Navadvipa Ganga and you get automatically the same fruit of Brahmagyan. What else do you want? Obtaining liberation in Navadvipa without any speculative knowledge. In Navadvipa, people desiring release from rebirth in this world obtain the different kinds of liberation: Salokya, Sarupya, Sasti, and Samipya. And Jiva Brahmarupa Aikya, merging without any kind of speculative knowledge. You're saying that Bhukti and Mukti are made servants of the pure devotees. Bhukti, material enjoyment, and Mukti, liberation, are made servants of the pure devotees. In Navadvipa, material enjoyment, Bhukti, and liberation, Mukti, always remain as made servants at the pure devotees' divine feet. What else do you want? Devotees try to kick Bhukti and Mukti far away. Devotees try to kick out Bhukti and Mukti far away. I don't want to get away from here. Get out. But still, Bhukti and Mukti do not leave the feet of the devotees. Bhukti and Mukti, both of them, are praying to serve the devotee. Give me service. The result of residing in Navadvipa for one night. Oh brother, the result one attains from residing for 100 years in the seven holy places, Ayodhya, Mathura, Mayapuri, Kashi, Kanchi, Abantika, Ujjain, and Dharavati, can be obtained by residing only one night in Navadvipa. Here, Mathura. So Mathura is one of the Saptatirtha, the seven tirthas. What are the seven tirthas? Ayodhya, Mathura, Mayapuri is Haridwar, Kashi, Kanchi, Avantika, that is Ujjain, and Dharavati Darga. It's called Saptatirtha, seven holy places. So if you stay for 100 years in one of these Saptatirtha, seven pilgrimage places, maybe you stay in Mathura for many days, that fruit you get in Mathura maybe for many days. If you stay only one night in Navadvipa, you get the same result. See? So for 100 years, if you stay in Ayodhya, Mathura, Mayapuri, means Haridwar, Kashi, Kanchi, Avantika, Ujjain, and Dharavati, Dwaraka. This same result can be obtained by residing only one night in Navadvipa. If you stay only one night in Navadvipa, you get that same result. So where you should go to? Navadvipa. So we generally give so much honor to Mathura, but see, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, for 100 years, the fruit you get in Mathura, like for 100 years, only one night in Navadvipa you get the same result. Only if you sleep one night in Navadvipa. Early in the morning, just go to sleep, come back by flight. And you got the result of living 100 years in Mathura. Just to stay one night in Navadvipa. This Navadvipa Dham is the essence of all holy places. In Kali Yuga, the living entity can easily cross the ocean of material existence by taking shelter of this holy abode. The two fields of knowledge, Taraka means knowledge about crossing over the ocean of material existence, is called Taraka. And Parak, knowledge about attaining all kinds of desires, it's called Parak. These two knowledges always serve the inhabitants of Shinavadipa in a beautiful way. Taraka and Parak. What have I said? Okay, Taraka and Paraka, what's the name? Okay, Taraka, knowledge about crossing over the ocean of material existence. And Paraka, knowledge about attaining all kinds of desires. Both these knowledges always serve the inhabitants of Shinavadipa in a beautiful way. The author's prayer to attain his desired service. Bhaktivinoda, whose desires to obtain the cooling shade of the lotus feet of Shri Nityananda Prabhu and Shri Janavadevi, is full of joy singing the glories of Shri Navadvipa Dham. Chapter 2.
Jai Jai Navadvip Sarva Dham Sar Siddhamen Tatta Varane Sakti Achika Navadvip Dham Pura Mandal Vitari Jan Visevita Hai Sada Subha Kari Navadvip Ke Chandra Sarup Sachinandan Ki.
All glories to Shri Satchinandana, the moon of Shinavadipa. All glories to Shri Nityananda Prabhu, the Avadut. All glories to Shinavadipa, the essence of all holy abodes. Who would possibly be able to describe the real nature of this Dham?
Navadipa Dham,
Navadipadam is situated within Gauramanda and is served by Sri Janavadevi, Ganga. Janavadevi, Ganga, sorry, who further enhances its beauty. So Ganga does not want to leave Navadipadam. She wants to stay in Navadipadam, Ganga. We came back from Navadipa, left Navadipa. That's why Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada says, we should have one-way ticket. When we go somewhere, before going, we have our return ticket. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada told, before going to the dam, we already have the... We buy already the return ticket. Bhagavan says, you're not staying my dam, you already have your return ticket. Bhaktisiddhanta says, the day that we have one-way ticket, Ramananda, when you went to Navadvipa, you already had return ticket, no? He said yes. All of us have already bought the return ticket. So how to attain it? The day that we buy only the one-way ticket. What is one-way ticket? Only? I'll only stay in Navadvipa, I'll never leave. So if I have a return ticket, how to get? If you say, what to do? I have to come back to my life or my family. Hey, Lalita. Have you been to Navadvipa? Yeah, before going, they already had ticket to come back. He's saying if I didn't have bought ticket for all them to come back, then they would not even go. The circumference of Sri Gauramanda is 21 jujans, 168 miles, and Sri Ganga Devi is in the center, always flowing throughout. Gauramandala is a Chintamani Dham, desire, stone place. So, if we haven't taken the mercy of Gaura Dham, we cannot get the mercy of Braj Dham. How to attain Gaura Dham? So the eternal associates of Gauranga, who are they? Like Gadadhar Pandit, Rup Sanatan. They are the eternal associates of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So I have to have the association of the eternal associates of Mahaprabhu.
চিন্তামণি রূপ হয় এ গৌরমণ্ডল চিদানন্দময় ধাম চিন্ময় সকল
The true nature of Srinavadipadam. This holy abode of Gauramandala is like a Chintamani, or a desire-fulfilling gem. It is constituted of knowledge and bliss, and all that is within it is transcendental. Verse 12, chapter 2. Everything in Gauramandala, including the water, land, and trees, is transcendental. The three spiritual potencies of Shri Krishna, Sandini, Sambhiti, and Nadini, are always present here. The transcendental dham is a transformation of Sandini Shakti. This dham is eternal because it's the place where Shrima Mahaprabhu's pastimes. None of the functions of the Supreme Lord's inconceivable potency are material. Nevertheless, conditioned souls, misled by ignorance, perceive the dham from an external perspective as merely the material world. Okay, so when we can really have dham darshan, see the dham, when you're in the stage of bhav. In the stage of bhav, then you can really see the dham. Now we are seeing like the material things actually. With our eyes, we are observing only the material things. But by listening to Harikatha in Sadhu Sangha, slowly, slowly, we'll be able to get realization. So we cannot see God with the eyes, we need the ears for it. We cannot see God in the abode of God with our eyes. We need our ears. What is the meaning of ears? We need to listen. By the association of the Shuddha Bhakta, by listening to the glories of the Dham, then, by the mercy of Dham Prabhu, the Dham will manifest His Swarupa to us, His form. So we should go to these places, pilgrimage places, with the devotees who have prema, pranay bhakta. So whatever place Mahaprabhu did there, his pastimes, how to go to these pastime places with the premi bhaktas, devotees who have prema, then they will tell you the lila about that place. Understand? The devotees, they speak in such a way that they directly manifest the lila. Katha is like this actually. The devotees, they manifest the Dham directly by the Harikatha. This Dham is eternal because it's the place of Mahaprabhu's pastimes. None of the functions of the Supreme Lord's conceivable potency are material. Nevertheless, conditioned souls, misled by ignorance, perceive the Dham from an external perspective as merely the material world. Which verse? 15, chapter 2. If we, just like we are eating, sleeping, drinking, those who stay in Navadvipa. So when, if Shuddha Bhakti is not in the heart, you cannot see the transcendental world. You cannot see the transcendental world. We always see material things. Jiva Goswami says, look, what is the fruit of bathing in the Ganga? What is the fruit of bathing in the Ganga? The heart becomes pure. Isn't it? But who is the first person bathing in the Ganga in the morning? Tell me. Any poem? Who is the first person bathing the Ganga? Fisherman. How is he doing self activities even though he's bathing the Ganga? Tell me. Because if you touch the Ganges, all your sins are destroyed. He's touching the water of the Ganges and also making sin, killing the fish. When you touch the water of the Ganges, all your sins are destroyed. But the fishermen, they fish the fish and they kill them. And this is sinful activities. How possible? Because these fishermen don't have faith that the water of the Ganges is Brahmadravata, transcendental liquid, directly water that bathes lotus feet of Lord. He doesn't believe it's transcendental water. That's why when the fishermen, when he goes to the Ganges to catch the fish, the real swarup of the Ganges hides, and he only sees like a normal water. Do you understand? So the real transcendental water hides, and he's thinking it's only a normal water. And in this way, he's doing different activities. In this, what he believes is normal water. So he cannot really touch the transcendental water of the Ganges. Why? Because he doesn't believe that this water is pure. He doesn't believe that the Ganges is directly the water that washed the lotus feet of Lord. He cannot understand this. One whose vision is covered by a cloud may think that the cloud is covering the sun, but the sun cannot be covered by a cloud. Similarly, although this Gaura Mandala is transcendental, one with material intelligence sees the Dham as material. According to your mood, you get this perfection in that same way. Like if you're absorbing material things, you'll see that everything is also material and sense gratification, just like you. Like according to your mood, you see this. If you absorb the material things, you always see material things and material points of view everywhere. There was a goldsmith, Aurivish, who sells gold, person. So he was 24/7 with the shop open. His open shop, 24/7. He had only one goal. He wanted to get more money always. Sell gold and get more money. One day he became having fever. He had fever. This goldsmith had a fever. His son told him, "Oh, my father, go to your house and take rest." But he told, "No, I don't want to leave the shop to go anywhere." I'll not leave my shop because maybe a client will come. I want to sell the gold. So his fever was going on and on. So he laid down, like because he was so having fever, but still he didn't want to go to his house. The doctor came, Ayurvedic doctor came, checked his pulse, and the doctor, checking his pulse, told he has high fever. And he was listening, he understood, oh, the price of the gold is up. He understood like this. How far up is the price of gold? Then the doctor told, your fever is 106 Fahrenheit degree. But the man listened. Oh, I bought the gold for some money, and then now the money is 106, I must sell it.
Has she gone?
So what is the meaning? Why are you saying this kata? It's like a material person is always absorbed in material things. He cannot listen to anything. Doctor told him he has 106. He was thinking, I bought the gold for 90, so now 106 the price, must sell it very quickly. The doctor was talking about the degree of his fever, but he understood the doctor was talking about the price of the gold. Because the person who is absorbed in material things, he only sees material things everywhere. He cannot see anything else. So in the same way. That person who chants holy names and serves Bhagavan, everywhere he will be able to see Lord. Like Srimati Radhika says, wherever Srimati Radhika looks at, she only has vision of Krishna. Wherever she looks, she only has the spurti of Krishna. So the words of Srimati Radhika, this ornament of Srimati Radhika's ears, this ringing sound of Srimati Radhika's ears, means like the tinkling sound of Srimati Radhika's ornament of her ears, it's only the name of Krishna. Wherever Srimati Radhika looks at, she only sees Krishna. She doesn't see anything else. Because Srimati Radhika, she's always absorbed in Krishna. If you're absorbed in something, then you always be seeing only that thing. For example, Bharat Maharaj, he was absorbed in the baby deer, right? So he climbed up in the hill, you know, Bharat Maharaj. And he was looking from far. He was looking, where is my baby deer? Where is the baby deer? His feet slipped. He fell down from the... He fell from the high of the mountain and he fell down. And the moment of death, what did he see? What could he saw? Only that baby deer he was seeing. Because we're absorbed in the baby deer. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, whatever the human being thinks in the time of death, you'll get in the next life that same kind of body. So Bharat Maharaj, he was thinking about the baby deer and he gave up his body. So in the next life you obtain the body of deer also. So the Gita Bhagavan says, in the same way, if you're absorbed in Lord and do bhajan, after that, you'll be able to attain to Lord. This is the rule. In the Gita, Bhagavan says, if somebody gives up his body while absorbed in me, in the end, the person will be able to attain my dham. Verse 18, chapter 2. Whoever gets the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu will perceive the spiritual nature of the blissful dham. So the mercy of Nityananda we need, because Nityananda is directly dham swarup. To such a person it is revealed that Ganga, Jamuna, Saraswati, Godavari and other holy rivers perpetually flow together here, and that Prayag and other seven holy cities are present at various important places. Verse 20. The fortunate living entity beholds this Gaura Mandal as the pure and manifest realm of Vaikuntha. The shadow of the Swarupa Shakti is called Maya Shakti, or illusory energy. And on the order of the Lord, she spreads her power of illusion. Two kinds of jiva, Antarmukhi ji and Bahirmukhi ji. Two kinds of tendencies with the jivas, Bahirmukh Vritti and Antarmukh Vritti. So we go to Navadvipa Dham. In which tendency you are going? Like, what is your desire when you go? So Maya covers the vision of the jivas for facing towards Lord, and they cannot have really the darshan of the abode of God. But when the jiva becomes antarmukha, means when the jiva is only having the desire to attain Navadvipa Dham, when the jiva has this desire, then Jogamaya, by the mercy of Jogamaya, then the person will get the darshan of the Dham. If you become antarmukh, like inclined towards the Lord, then this net of Maya will be removed and you'll be able to see the transcendental abode. So you'll be able to see the transcendental abode of the Lord. Like how Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Godrum stayed in Godrum doing his bhajan. When we go to that place of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, his bhajan, his samadhi and bhajan stali. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, midnight, he was chanting holy names.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare.
He's chanting, but thinking about where is the real birthplace of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He wanted to, Shivji had ordered Bhaktivinoda Thakur to preach Gauranam, Gauradham. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, you already see the Mahatma, perfect soul, Shivaji told. Why are you going to Vrindavan to perform bhajan? You came to this world for a specific reason, so you must fulfill this. Shivaji himself ordered to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, no need to go to Vrindavan. In Tarakeshwar, this place, Shivaji told. Bhaktivinoda Thakur left his family life and he started to move towards Vrindavan. On the way he came to Tarakeshwar, one place. This Uttar Patal Shivji. Patal Shiva. Some people believe that according to the desire you offer water there, whatever desire you have, it will be fulfilled. People believe like this. And some sound will come like gar 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 when you throw the water, means your desire will be fulfilled. If the desire will not be fulfilled, the water comes back and goes out. But if your desire will be fulfilled, the sound, the water comes inside and does the sound, gar 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 gar, Shiva is accepting. One time I also went there, Gurudev is saying. I saw. Very beautiful. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, when he was leaving to go to Vrindavan, when he came to the Tarakeshwar, this place, he took rest one night in this place of Shiva, and Shivji himself told to Bhaktivinoda, you came to this world for one specific reason, you should fulfill this thing. What? Preach Gauranam and Gauradham in this world. The birthplace of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You have to manifest this place. Because already many years have passed. 200, 250 years have passed. So the Muslims had taken control of the birthplace of Mahaprabhu and they made that place their cemetery even. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur was thinking, Shivaji has ordered me that I should manifest the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he was chanting her names, thinking about this. And then suddenly he saw the other side of the Ganges, where is the place of Mahaprabhu's place, until the Mayapur. He saw what? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityananda Prabhadvaita Acharya Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Panchatapta, and billions of devotees, millions, thousands of devotees taking Mridanga Karatal, doing Nama Sankirtan. Mahaprabhu was doing Nama Sankirtan. Then this vision disappeared. Bhaktivinoda Thakur came early in the morning. Exactly that place he saw in the vision, where Mahaprabhu was dancing with his associates. He saw that that place was a garden of tulsis. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur asked that Muslim, this isn't like a cemetery for you. You are keeping the dead bodies here. So why do you plant the tulsi plant here? The old Muslim man told. Actually, whatever seed we sow here, wheat, rice, mustard seed, barley, only the tulsi plant is grown. Bhaktivinoda Thakur decided, he just, oh yeah, really, this place is the appearance place of our Guru Surya. Later, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he also brought to Jagannathas Babaji Maharaj too. Establish that place as the place, birthplace of Gauranga. So in this way, we imagine so this morning, chanting holy names, all these will appear. So the mercy of Gaur Sundar. So if you do Bhagavad Bhajan inclined towards Lord Antarmukh, Mahaprabhu will give mercy and show you the Dham. Oh, this katha is so beautiful. All this has been described.
Verse 18.
Whoever gets the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu will perceive the spiritual nature of the blissful Dham. One whose vision is covered by a cloud may think that the cloud is covering the sun. But the sun cannot be covered by a cloud. Similarly, although this Gaura Mandal is transcendental, one with material intelligence sees the Dham as a material thing. We should live in Gaura Dham. If you cannot live with your body in Gaura Dham, then you should, with your mind, live in Gaura Dham with your mind. And chant the name Gaura, Gaura, Gaura. So in your mind, you should always chant Gaura, Gaura, Gaura. Chant the name of Gaura. Chant the Gaura mantra and Gaura guide. Vishwambharaya. In the Gaura guide, this word is there. Vishwambharaya. He who holds the all the universe with his divine love. So the glories of Gaura Sundar. By the mercy of Gaura Sundar, we can serve the divine couple. So the glories of Gaura Sundar. In this Kali Yuga, who is a worshipable deity? Gaura Sundar. Under the guidance of Gaura, service to Sri Radha Govinda. If you serve Radha Govinda with giving up Mahaprabhu, you cannot get the fruit. So what you should keep in your heart, in your house, Mahaprabhu, in your house, you should keep. Maybe also Radha Govinda. But first you should keep Gaura Sundar. Worship Gaura Sundar first. Because this Gaura is Mahaprabhu, Radha Krishna, right? Mahaprabhu is Radha Krishna. Gaura Sundar is Radha Krishna. But still, the sadhaka, in the vision of the sadhaka, we should worship Gaura Sundar. Under the guidance of Gaura Sundar, then we can serve Radha Govinda. And as a fruit of this, you will, doing sadhana slowly, slowly, when you attain perfection, you will attain Shatadipa Dham, and at the same time, you will attain also Vrindavana Dham. Jai Jai Sri Radha Jai Jai Sri Radha Jai Jai